Hey everybody, I know the last time I talked, I was talking about this girl. Well, I am the stupid one, and I wish I would have listened to my children 2 years ago when they told me this jerk was using me for a place to stay and my money. I didn't believe them. Well, come to find out, Jason's been a liar. And he got his mom lying for him to me. And that's hurts the most. This girl has been with her man for 8 years. And she also knows my mama, Linda. And Linda told me, I better believe this girl because she's known her for a long time. And she knows she's in love with her man, and she's got her kids. And I do believe this girl. And now she gave me the copy of the beautiful love letter that Jason wrote her. And now he's kind of screwed. I mean, he don't have her, and he definitely don't have me. And I guess now he's trying to get back with his ex who put him in prison for 4 years. Tell me that makes sense, right? He's, I don't know, become pathetic, I guess. I don't know what to say about that. But I guess what hurts the most is I've known his family for almost 9 years. I just met him 2 years ago when he got out of prison. And because of his lies and everything, it ruined my friendship with his mom, which that hurts the most than losing him, okay? Because I moved on. I'm done over him. I've got somebody that really wants to be with me, and I'm going to give him a chance. That's all I can say. And he's a wonderful person. And now it's just, I wish I would have went with my gut a long time ago when I told him I did not want to move into his sister's townhome. He's like, well, you can rent to own it. You'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm not fine with it because now I'm being told I have to be out. And so I feel like all the money I put into this to start the rent-to-own, I get screwed out of. And I don't feel I should have to pay for his half. I feel like I should get half of my money back because of his lies. And it's been nothing but lies of 2 years. I was stupid to believe that he loved me these past 2 years. But you know what? Lesson learned, right? But he's going to be a father. I hope he takes care of his responsibility, which he probably won't because he doesn't take care of his daughter now. But it's all good, you know? I got, like I said, I got God on my side. I've been doing the right thing. And the sad part is he actually thought he was going to keep my Land Rover. Are you kidding me, dude? Because nothing you have, you paid for. It all came from me. So, no, you're not keeping my truck. I might not drive, but you sure the hell ain't keeping it. And I'll tell you now, I'm glad I found this out now before he got out of jail in February. Because I already know. He planned on taking off to California in my truck. And I knew when he kept all his clothes with him and he was leaving clothes in the truck, I knew something wasn't right there, and he gave me some bullshit story. I'm not stupid. Please don't play me like I'm stupid. And that's why I started talking to someone else when he went to jail anyways, because I wasn't stupid. So he thinks he got over on me. No, he didn't, because I was already talking to somebody. Because I knew. I just knew. And my other son even told me, Mom, he's a player. He's using you. And for my oldest son to see that in somebody after only knowing him for a week, you know what? I knew. And it's just sad. It's just sad because, you know, he's 38 years old. He needs a lot. He's got a lot of growing up to do. I am 46. I don't have time to play games with some child. And, you know, I've got a man now. And I know he's not playing games with me. And he's a wonderful person. And just talking to him makes me smile. You know, I mean, he video chats me every day from work and on his break. And you know what? Saturday, he just made sure I was okay all day because he knew it was my son's 20th birthday. And he's been gone for 14 years. And just talking to him lately, it's like he cared enough to make sure I was okay, which is something Jason never did in 2 years. He never gave a shit. So he could have had a lot. I mean, I did everything for this man. I worshiped the ground he walked on. I catered to his ass, you know? And now I just ended up getting a lot of money from my annuity. Well, I'm going to court for it. And he's going to wish he stuck around. That's all I can say. Because I am the best thing that happened to him. Ain't no other girl going to deal with his shit. He's never going to stop being a heroin addict. He's going to continue lying to get money from people. He hasn't had a job since I've known him. I have worked. I have paid for everything. And it's sad that I loved him that much that I let him lie to his mother to get money for 2 years for his drug addiction. And I feel like a really bad friend to his mother for allowing him to do what he's done to her for 2 years. And he told me a month ago how he was coming clean to his mom and how he wanted to be a better person and come home to me. Like, whatever, you're just so full of crap. But when he told me he was going to come clean to his mom, I assumed he was coming clean about everything. Well, he didn't. And when I told her a lot of stuff, she told him, and then he got mad at me. And I don't care if you get mad at me, but if you want to come clean with your mom and your family about shit, then come clean about it. Don't come half-ass clean. Be honest with her about everything. You know, tell her how you didn't have a job. Tell her how they never came and arrested you at your job and how you had to go get bailed out. That never happened. You never hit this guy's car that and claimed you had to pay for a taillight. That never happened. And, oh, my favorite one was when he told his mother that people came to my house in the middle of the night and kidnapped him and he needed to get money to get home. That one, I'm sorry, but how could you believe a story like that? I couldn't even go by his mother because I couldn't hold that one in. I would have started laughing and I just told him I couldn't do that. I said, you want to do that? You deal with it on your own. I'm not saying that stuff to your mother. I can't. And he told her how he needed money for work uniforms and all this crap. Lies, nothing but lies out of his mouth for 2 years. He's a pathological liar. And the sad part is he turned me into a liar to his mother, who I considered like a mom to me. And I can never forgive myself for listening to him and lying to her like that. And now that I got God back in my life, I really feel bad. And I can never fix that. I can't take it back. But I wrote his mom a letter from my heart. And it was a few pages long, telling her how sorry I was and how I would never want to lose her friendship. But because of him, I don't have a friendship with his mom anymore. And that hurts me more than anything in the world. I can care less about him because I know he's going to get out in February and probably overdose himself. So I wish him the best in life. I really do. But I'll always have love for him because of his kid. But that's it. And like I said, eventually I'll probably be moving to Wisconsin. But I just need to get on my feet and save some money. And I just pretty much asked his mom and sister just to please don't kick me out and put me on the street with my kids. Give me time to get money and put money up to get out, but I will still pay you what I pay every month. Just please give me time. And he sent me a message saying they won't kick you out. You and your kids aren't going to be homeless. But yet I'm being told I have to be out December 13th. So I don't know what's going to happen right now. But I do know I finally got the job I wanted at Amazon, which I start Tuesday night, which I'm very happy about. So that means I will get my license back real soon, which I can't wait. They said as long as the orientation comes through online tomorrow, I should get the email. They said if not, then I have to reschedule the start date again, which I pray to God that shit doesn't happen because I've already waited a month for this start date. So fingers crossed I get this email tomorrow, okay? Because I called about it today. They said I should have it in the morning, so we'll see. Because this, I need to start this job, or I'm, like, totally screwed. But regardless, you know, the job's there at Amazon. It's just getting the start date and the orientation taken care of. But anyways, you know, like I said, I've been talking to this other guy. He's wonderful. I'm not going to say who he is, his name, or even show a picture of him yet because nobody's business. But I do have my best friend right now in Wisconsin who's been by my side and a great friend. And I want to thank him for being there for me. And, but that's all. You just never know about people. You know, you tell somebody you love for 2 years, they believe you. And, you know, I might have lied to him about some money and what I did with my money, which it's really none of his business what I did with my money because I worked for my money. And that's what he's pissed off about because I lied to him about how much money I always had. Okay, well, it's my money. You don't need to know how much money I have. You need to go get a job. Worry about you. We're not married. I don't have to tell you how much money I have all the time or what I do with my money. But I didn't lie to you about how much I love you. You know? It's one thing I don't lie about is my love for somebody. If I love you, I love you. And like the song says, if I tell you I love you, don't play with me. And that's one thing. He told me he was going to marry me when he got home. He said how he had a ring on layaway, which we know that was bullshit. How'd you put a ring on layaway when you don't have a fucking job, dude? Whatever. Okay? But supposedly, he had his mom do it for him, which I know that's a lie. So, anyways. Moving on. But how can you play with somebody's emotions like that? Tell them how much you love them. you thank them for being there for you after you got out of jail twice while you're with them. You know, in the 2 years we were together, he was in jail half the time. And I did stand by his side. I did take care of him while he was in jail. I did everything for him, in and out of jail. Then we find out how he stole $7,000 from my son. And we just figured that out the other day. And my son's appalled. He's ready to kill him. But there's a lot of people lining up to beat his ass. That's all I can say. But anyways, like I said, I don't wish nobody harm. I wish him the best of luck. But he's done burned so many bridges. Even his family don't want him living with them anymore. He lies, cheats, steals. You know, he ripped off his whole family at times, and it's crazy. It's one thing I've never done is stolen from my own family. And, but whatever. You know. But I just let y'all know I'm still in a good place. I'm doing great. My counselor says she's proud of me. My caseworker is very proud of me. And she told me that they want to close this case out. And she's telling me that my kids should be coming home December 17th when we go to court. Well, two of them, because the oldest one I think is getting his own place. But he's one of the main reasons why my kids weren't with me. Because not just the black mold in the house, but because of Jason, his past record, and his drug use, and a report came that he was selling drugs out of my home. And he told me he wasn't, but I found out later he was. He lied about that, too. So, a lot of shit's coming to surface that he lied to me about. And it's cool, man. It's cool. Lie away. And the sad part is, you're still lying to your mother. He told his mom he didn't write this girl no letter. But I think she does know it all. I do think his mom knew what was going on with them too, because she was even texting this girl for him. And then tells me she doesn't know what I'm talking about. And the girl sent me a copy of the screenshots of the text from his mother. So why lie to me? I mean, she helped her son cheat on me. That's what hurts me the most. How could you do something like that to somebody who you've known a lot longer than she's known your son? And everything I've come clean to her about, she would still hurt me like this. So it just learns, it just teaches you, you can't trust everybody. And Jason always said that to me. He's got that tattoo on his hand, trust none. Well, that's my problem. I will not trust anybody again. And that's going to ruin my relationship with another man because of him. I'm going to have a problem trusting another man. The next time a man tells me he loves me, it's going to be hard for me to believe him. And it's going to be hard for me to fall in love with another person. And the guy I'm talking to understands that. And he said, I don't expect you to be that. I expect you to have your guard up. And, but he said over time, he will prove that he wants to be there for me. And that he wants to be with me. And, I just told him, we're taking it slow. We're friends. I appreciate it. But understand, and he does, which is great. And I'll be seeing him here soon. And, but anyways. I don't know what to say. I just feel like a fool, you know? I'm so stupid to believe this guy loved me. And I should have known from his past history and his ex is leaving him. There must have been a reason. And his baby mama even said, don't trust this man. His ex-girlfriend even contacted me when we first got together. Don't trust him. His best friend told me not to trust him. I didn't believe him either. He told me his best friend's just saying that to get in my pants. Really? No, he's not. He was saying that because he was a true friend and actually cared about somebody else besides himself. But all Jay cared about was Jay. And I'm learning that. There are scum still out there, people. So that's all I can say. But like I said, I'm 46 years old. I don't have time to play with a child. He's still a little boy. He wants to still play little boy games. He's going to live in a little boy world and not amount to shit. That's all I can say. But I'll have love for him deep down inside. But that's it, you know. And as AWACS will say, I'll be fine. Good night, everybody.